On Wednesday, a jury found Theodore Edgecombe guilty of first-degree reckless homicide. Edgecombe is a black man who killed a white man after a traffic altercation near Milwaukee's Brady Street. He was convicted of a lesser charge than what the state sought, which was first-degree intentional homicide. Some racial justice advocates have contended that since Kyle Rittenhouse successfully argued for self-defense after he killed two people during the unrest in Kenosha, that Edgecombe should be able to as well. WUWM's Emily Files has more on closing arguments and the verdict in Edgecombe's case.
The deadly confrontation between Edgecombe and Milwaukee immigration attorney Jason Clearman took place in September 2020. There are conflicting accounts of what happened, but we know that Edgecombe was riding a bike and Clearman was in a car with his wife who was driving. The two parties got into some kind of traffic dispute, and Edgecombe punched Jason Clearman through the car window. Clearman got out of his car and confronted Edgecombe, who shot him in the head. Edgecombe fled the state and evaded arrest for months. Edgecombe's defense attorney, Beivory Lamar, said in closing arguments that Edgecombe felt he was being hunted by the Clearmans. Lamar invoked the case of Ahmaud Arbery, a black jogger murdered by white men in Georgia.
Mr. Edgecombe was scared. The same fear that he had after he'd been hunted down by these two individuals. That same fear where he described as being the next Ahmaud Arbery.
Edgecombe took the stand earlier in the week and testified that he didn't mean to fire the gun, which complicated the self-defense argument. Prosecutor Grant Huebner worked to debunk the self-defense claim. In closing arguments, he said that Edgecombe, quote, brought a gun to a fistfight.
Some injustice that you may feel that happened in some other case does not excuse or allow or invite an injustice in this case.
Ultimately, the self-defense argument didn't sway the jury. It took less than 3 hours to return a verdict, which the judge read out loud.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Theodore Edgecombe, guilty of first-degree reckless homicide.
Local criminal defense attorney Tony Cotton, who's not involved in this case, pointed out that first-degree reckless homicide is the charge the DA originally sought in Edgecombe's case. It was then increased to intentional homicide shortly before the trial.
That's a common tactic when a defendant proceeds to trial. Oftentimes, prosecutors will elevate reckless homicide charges to intentional homicide charges. It gives the prosecutor more ability to argue more counts for which a defendant could be convicted.
Cotton said the verdict isn't surprising. He thinks Edgecombe and his lawyers failed to make a compelling self-defense argument.
I've done tons of self-defense cases in my career, and anytime you have a client or a defendant who shoots somebody at point-blank range when that person hasn't struck the defendant or displayed a weapon, those are incredibly difficult cases.
Edgecombe faces up to 60 years in prison. His sentencing hearing is set for April 8th. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.